On Monday, I met up with my niece who was in from Sydney, Tamara husband. Tamara's here with a delegation of five wahine from the Maritime Union of Australia, and they're at a conference in Rotorua with 200 wahine who have met for the Wimdoi biannual hui. And Wimdoi is the women in male-dominated occupations and industries. It focuses on networking, skill development, and strategies for workplace equality for women in industries like construction, maritime, and engineering. Tamara is a delegate on the Sydney Ferry, so if you ever get across to Sydney and hop onto one of those Manly ferries, you might even bump into her somewhere along the line. My beautiful niece, it's lovely to have a kōrero with you, and of course, sharing whakapapa. Tamara is from Ngāti Maru, Tainui, and other Māori connections as well, but born and raised, as many of our people have been in Australia. Thanks for joining us for Rotorua today, Tamara. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Uncle. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
I'm very passionate on this. Well, it's amazing to share my story.
Kia ora. What is part of that story? And most of us are unfamiliar with this hui. It's wonderful to think that there are 200 women in similar situations promoting women's participation in male-dominated fields, supporting union activism, and providing networking opportunities to improve workplace conditions. It started yesterday. Won't you be kind enough to tell us a little bit about the tone of the conversations and indeed what it's like to be in a room full of wahine who do work in male-dominated sectors, Tamara?
Oh, yep. So the tone yesterday is one of excitement. So we've got over 200 wahine from Australia, New Zealand, all unionist, all passionate about making the world better for women, workplaces and the world in general. So yesterday, it was a big day yesterday. We kicked off at 9 a.m. and didn't stop till 5. It's a packed agenda for the full 3 days. So everyone's excited to get through all the speakers, all the workshops that we're going to do. So it's the sense of community and connection and excitement is amazing. So yeah, it's really powerful already, and we're only day one.
Most of these sectors are unionised, but as an example, the Sydney Ferries, or the Maritime Union of Australia, which represents those workers, for many, many decades didn't have women in the workplace. And of course, they quite rightly identified that they needed to address that. So over time, they have employed more wahine into their fold, and also looking at adding ethnic colour, if you will, to the makeup of the workforce deliberately, and also ages. So you've got gender issues, you've got ethnic issues, and you've got age issues all at play at one time. What sorts of combined challenges are you noting, Tamara, that women in male-dominated sectors are confronted by on a daily basis, and what are some of the issues that are being spoken of to alleviate some of the challenges that wahine face in these male-dominated sectors?
Yesterday we spoke, we listened from a Fair Work Commissioner from Australia, and she spoke of her challenges just trying to get the community of women started in her union, and now she's worked her way up and into the Fair Work Commission of Australia. And just getting people together is one of her challenges. The challenges that we face, women take on the massive workloads at home as well as working full-time hours. So making time for unions, making time for communities, it's quite hard. It's a big challenge. So we spoke of that. We spoke of how the women get dismissed, the rise of the anti-woke, so to speak, agenda that's up and coming in society. So there's a challenge there as well, that women face a lot more backlash than our male counterparts when we stand up in positions of power and we speak our truth. So we're empowering women to take up space, to continue to fight even in the face of adversity, and to educate themselves. So when we speak, we speak with integrity, with strength, with power. So yesterday we spoke of many things that women face in the workplace, and one of the topics, which was everyone was quite passionate about, was menopause, something that people don't often speak about, that we're all going to go through or have been through, and the misinformation surrounding that. So empowering women to talk about their health issues, to educate the men around them, to educate their children of what's going to happen. So we're breaking the taboo, talking about our bodies, our health issues, and educating those around us about how it's going to affect us and everyone. So that was a really exciting topic that most people felt, just one of many topics. So, yeah, the sense of freedom to speak openly about these things is very exciting for many.
I can understand why. And, of course, the dual responsibilities, most kaimahi are also raising families. And we understand, too, that that draws on mums in ways that that blokes don't find themselves in many cases. So the discussions here are important. Last night I noticed that you and your colleagues went off to Te Pui. I know that it was for a kai and a bit of cultural entertainment as well. But how important is it that you come together socially as well as when you're in the conference and hui with a strong and combined focus? But you need to relieve that somewhat as well. How did you find that experience for the Aussie wahine who are across with you going to Te Puia? Tell us about last night.
Last night was beautiful. It was such a magical experience, especially for the Aussies that I was with. Many of them haven't been to New Zealand, haven't experienced the culture, the beautiful, rich culture of the Māori. So for them, they were all saying that they've got shivers watching the performance. Eating our kai. So their sense of connection really was quite special to me, because I feel it already, and for them to feel it was beautiful. So many questions. We have small delegations of our First Nations people as well, and for them to see our rich heritage and culture, they felt a very strong connection also. So it was beautiful to share that with them. The social side of it, this is where we make our connections. This is where we network and we have our open conversations. The agenda is so full on a daily basis, we don't get much of a chance to speak about our own experiences. So connecting afterwards is just as important as what happens in the meeting room.
Tēnā koe, Tamara Husband is with us from the WIMDOI, Women in Male-Dominated Occupations and Industries, hui. In Rotorua, in New Zealand, we don't learn about unions, although it was a very, very strong part of our industrial relations background. There are no courses in schools that talk about, as I raised last week, the 51 lockout, its implications and the like. What's the state of play with the unionised workforces in Australia, and how encouraged are you by discussions of that type, talking about solidarity, strength and unity, organisational structures, and how important do you think it is, Tamara, that not just the kaimahi involved, but the wider population understand the role of collectivism and unionism in our industrial relations history on both sides of the Tasman?
I think it's more important than ever that unionism is spoken about. We've been attacked in past years, part of our unions, the CFMEU, and they've been taken into administration and attacked, and which has empowered employers to try and diminish our work rights. So we need to build that collective strength up again and empower our comrades on the importance of the protections in the workplace that these unions provide. Especially the youth coming through. I was lucky enough to be brought up in a very strong unionised household. And my whole whānau have always believed in unions, but not everyone has that experience. And so the education of what unions do and how they protect us is one of the most important things we can do for all of our communities. Workplaces should be safe. We should be able to question everything that happens, and we do that through our unions without fear of any repercussions coming back on us. So they're our buffer between employers, and building them to be strong and powerful is the way that we get outcomes and results. And part of that is educating them on what we do. So it's one of the most important things in my work experience, being part of the union, has helped me significantly, and I've seen it save jobs. We're socially minded. So, you know, it's one of those things that I can't speak highly enough about. And if anyone ever has questions, I'm happy to have conversations and show them why we need strong, active unionists in all workplaces.
Tēnā koe, Tamara, husband with us today. Obviously, Tam's from the Maritime Union, and there's a wonderful celebration, acknowledgement of each other's efforts on both sides of the Tasman last week when I was away in Lyttelton. But we note here that these women and these hui for Wimdoi, as it's known, are held biannually, often in Australia, but it would bring together wahine from many different sectors: aviation, maritime, construction, trades, emergency services, electoral. But the common theme is uniting to provide more safety and assurance in the workplace for our wahine katoa. An interesting gathering, and great to have it in Rotorua and indeed in New Zealand. What's on the agenda for today, Tam? I guess you're going back into the room in a moment.
Yes, so this morning we're kicking off from a talk from our Pacifica connections from Australia and over here. We've got delegate training, the importance of delegate training, and there's, it's jam-packed. So today is another day of empowering, educating our wahine, and supporting and sharing stories, sharing culture. It's going to be another amazing day.
Great talking with you again. Thanks, my beautiful niece, and all the best with the rest of the hui. Ngā mihi, kia koe, mauri ora. Tēnā koe, thank you, Tamara.
Kia ora, uncle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tamara, husband, joining us, sharing the surname, sharing the whakapapa, just lives in the land of sand. And how many of our people are doing just that? It's wonderful to have you with us today.